Hi, and welcome. We're going to do 8 variations on the sun salutation. This might be a standalone practice. It might be a practice that gets put into several other practices. To begin, come to the top of your mat. Take a deep breath. Great. Inhale and stretch up. Full extension. Exhale to forward bend. As the hands come down, lift the chest, inhale. And lunge the right foot back. Now your knee might be down or the knee might stay up. Take a deep breath here. Great. Squeeze the core. Step the left foot back to a plank. Steady your body. Take a full breath in. On an exhale, lower all the way down to the mat. Untuck the feet. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, release and roll back to child's pose. Release the hips, release your head. Inhale, come up, downward dog. Now take a deep breath here. I'm gonna exhale and inhale. The next time you inhale, look forward. Walk the right foot to the top of the mat for a lunge. Open the chest. Again, the left knee could be down. Good. Now gather the strength in the core and step the left foot forward. Exhale, fold to the legs. Inhale, rise all the way up. Stretch up, maybe a slight back bend. Exhale, hands in the heart. Anjali Mudra. Great. Inhale, swing your arms up. Exhale, and forward bend. Again, arms come down, but lift your chest. Inhale. Great. Now step the left foot back. In the lunge now, we're going to move in and out of the lunge. Inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, stretch the right leg straight. Fold to the right leg, releasing the neck. Inhale, bend the knee, lift your heart. Exhale, stretch again. Great, one more time. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, stretch the right leg and flip the right foot up. Good, deepen the breath. Stay here for a breath. Feel the stretch in the whole back of the body. Inhale, bend the knee. Squeeze your core, step back to plank. Steady your body. Take a deliberate full breath in. A deliberate full breath out, holding the pose. Inhale. On your exhale, lower down. All the way down. Cobra. Exhale, release. Go back to child's pose. Release your body. Practice letting go of your whole body here. Shoulders, neck, head, hips, back, legs. Inhale, come up to downward dog pose. Exhale, press through the feet and the hands. Take a deep breath. Inhale all the way. Exhale, press a little more. Great. Now look forward. Lunge your left foot to the top. Once you plant your foot, extend your chest, lift your heart, and then exhale, stretch the left leg straight, fold to the leg. Inhale, bend your knee, lift your heart. Exhale, stretch the leg again. One more time. Inhale, bend your knee. Exhale, stretch the leg out and flip the left foot up. Now hold the pose. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. On an inhale, bend your knee. Gather the strength in your core. Right foot steps forward, fold to the legs. And then inhale, rise up, stretch up. Full extension from the feet all the way to the fingertips. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. Anjali Mudra. Pause and take a deep breath in. And exhale, grounded, steady. Inhale, reach your arms up. And exhale to forward bend. Now fingers stay down. Lift your chest up again. Inhale. Now right foot back, warrior one. It'll be a dynamic warrior one. So once you rise up into the warrior one, full breath in. And then exhale, straighten the left leg, release the arms down. 3 times total. Inhale, this is the second time up. Exhale, release. Inhale up. Now hold the pose. Take a couple breaths. Steady the legs. Active, dynamic through the torso. And then release, hands to the floor. Step back to downward dog. Take a couple of breaths here. Press through the hands and press through your feet. Really taking, collecting that energy, that heat, that warmth from the sun salutation. Then you're going to look forward, inhale, right foot to the top, warrior one, second side. You're inhaling and rising up. Exhale, straighten the right leg, release your arms. Two more times. Inhale and exhale. Last time. Inhale. Now hold. Breathe. Take a few breaths. You're strengthening the legs, strengthen the pelvic floor. Exhale, release. Step back to downward dog pose. A few breaths here. Again, collecting the strength from the standing pose in the body here. On an inhale, come out to a plank. Great. Now as you lower down, you may include chaturanga, or if you want, to the floor for cobra, upward dog pose. Open through the heart. Beautiful. And exhale, go back through downward dog. A few breaths. Strength and stability from the hands to the feet and at the pelvic floor. Look forward, walk or step your feet to the top. When the feet come to the top, bring them together, bend your knees, inhale to chair pose. Great. Couple of breaths here. You're grounded to the legs, engaged in the core, and yet inhale and stretching up through your arms to your fingertips. The next time you inhale, stand up tall. And exhale, hands in front of your heart. Great. Take a breath here. Inhale, stretch out. And exhale to forward bend. Now, arms stay down again. Lift your chest, inhale. Left foot back and come into warrior two. Excellent. Now, inhale, straighten the arms up overhead, right leg straight. Exhale, warrior two. So dynamic warrior two. Two more times. Up and down. And inhale, top of the inhale, full stretch. Top of the exhale, full expression of warrior two. Then hold the pose and breathe. Action to steadiness. Movement to stillness. Creating this equanimity inside, using that energy inside. Great. Then look down, hands to the floor, step back to downward dog. Take a couple of breaths. Now look forward, left foot, big lunge to the top. Warrior two, second side. You rise up, once you steady yourself, inhale, stretch the arms overhead and left leg straightens. Exhale, warrior two. Two more times, inhale. And exhale. Inhale, full extension, reach. And exhale, warrior two. Once you're in the warrior two, now steady and breathe. Where's the strength? Where's the steadiness? How did you change the movement? How did you change your awareness from movement to steadiness? How does that reflect inside? Then release your hands down. Step back to downward dog pose. A couple of deep breaths. Inhale to a plank. Take a full breath here. Engaged core, relaxed glutes. Exhale, lower down through chaturanga or the floor. Come up in a cobra or upward dog pose. Great. Exhale back, downward dog pose. Good. The next time you inhale, look forward. And when you exhale, walk your feet to the top. Fold to the legs, feet together, bend your knees deeply, chair pose. Reach, reach, you're reaching up, stretching up, grounded in the legs and active in the pelvic floor. Inhale, come to stand. Exhale, Anjali Mudra. Close your eyes, take a couple breaths. Fantastic. Inhale, reach up. And exhale to forward bend. Lift your chest, lift your heart up halfway. Great. Right leg back. Come to high lunge. So you press through the feet. You balance on the ball of the right foot. This will require balance, reaching up. Good. Now let's pivot out to side angle pose. So the right heel turns out, arms open. Hand could come to the floor, to a block. Beautiful. Breathing deeply. This is an extension all the way through the right fingertips. Now, come up again to high lunge. So you're going to pivot off the right foot, off the right heel. Really nice. And then bring the right hand down where the right foot was. Yes, and breathe. Revolved lunge now. Great. Look down, release the left hand, step back to downward dog pose. Couple deep breaths. Inhale to plank. Steady. Strong in the core. Relax in the glutes. Exhale, lower down. You choose cobra or upward dog pose. And go back to downward dog. Steady your body. Hands pressed down, feet pressed down. Now, you're going to inhale, look forward, and exhale, lunge your right foot to the top. And gather your strength and stability, rise up to high lunge. Surprising the balance requirement here. Okay, then transition to side angle. So the left heel turns out, arms open up. Hand could be on the leg, it could be resting on the thigh or the block or a floor or the floor, and stretch out through the fingertips. Great. Now rise up, pivot off the left heel. Good, good balance there. Stretching up. Now bring the left hand down where the left foot was in mountain pose, and then open the right side and breathe. Good, really nice. And then release the right hand. Gather the strength in the core. Left foot steps forward. Exhale to the legs. And then slowly inhale all the way up. Reach, 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 reach. Hands in front of your heart. Anjali Mudra. Pause for a couple breaths. Great. Inhale and stretch up. And exhale to forward bend. Really nice. Inhale up halfway. And then walk back to plank. Steady your body here. Engaged in the core. Now we're going to do a side plank. So pivot on the right hand, the right side of the body. Open the left arm straight up. So you're engaged in the low abdominals. You're long through your torso. Mindful of your capacity. You can stretch, if you want, the left arm all the way overhead. And just notice what's happening to the waist. Breathe deeply. You could look up to the ceiling underneath your left underarm. Good. Raise the left arm up. And then bring the left hand down and push into downward dog pose. You're lifting up, engaging the core, extending through the hands and the feet. Great. Let's do the other side. Inhale to plank. So steady yourself in plank. When you're ready, pivot on the left side. Engage in the core. Right arm extending straight up. Now be mindful. Pay attention to the right waist and the flank as you stretch the right arm over your head, if you choose that option. And breathe. Notice the length you create all through the back. Good. And then stretch the right arm back up and release the right hand to the ground. Downward dog pose. Now a couple deep breaths. Full steadiness in your hands and your feet. Inhale to plank. Now exhale down. You choose cobra or upward dog pose. Beautiful. And back to downward dog. Child's pose to downward dog is an option. Always an option. Great. Look forward. Walk or step your feet to the top. Exhale, fold to the legs, and then inhale, rise all the way up, 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 and exhale, hands in front of your heart. Take a couple breaths. Now, let's add Agnisara before and after a sun salutation to see how that impacts the postures. Feet hip to shoulder distance apart, hands on the legs, just above the knees. Steady your body, relax your shoulders, relax your hips. Exhale, engage your abdominals, pelvic floor, abdominals, all the way in low cat stretch. Inhale, release. Good. Do 10 repetitions, 10 breaths. So as you exhale, thinking about pushing through the feet, engaging the legs, squeeze that energy in the legs and the adductor complex, the inner thighs, spills right up into the pelvic floor, gets all into the low back, all across the side. See, there's all this action through the waist, all this action through the low back. There is not much movement, or not as much movement, from the chest all the way to the neck. It's more steady because of the real deep focused movement at the belly. And then for a couple repetitions, maybe close your eyes. Really turn your awareness inward. Feel how you've collected all this energy and warmth from the sun salutation variations. Churning it, controlling it, moving it in the core of your body, around your fire center. After 10 breaths, 10 repetitions, come up to stand. Stand in mountain pose. And then inhale, stretch up. Hold on to that inner awareness. Exhale, bend forward. Hands stay down, lift your chest, inhale. Great, right foot back to a lunge. You can choose low lunge, you can choose high lunge. Breathe deeply here. Engage your core, left foot back. Steady your body in a plank. Notice the engagement in the core, the release through the glutes and the hips. Exhale, lower all the way down. Steady the body, Bhujangasana, cobra pose. On an exhale, release, go back to child's pose. Be in the pose and completely release. Release your arms. Release your back. Release your head. Feel your abdomen release into the torso. Release into the lap. Inhale, come up. Exhale, the downward dog. Inhale, look forward, right foot to the top, low lunge or high lunge. Take a full breath. Engage in the low abdominals, left foot steps forward, fold to the legs, exhale all the way out. Inhale, rise up, reach up. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. And then 10 more rounds of Agnisara. All that awareness, all that energy that you created, you're bookending this sun salutation with the Agnisara, powerful practice to awaken the core. Just notice the repetition gives you more room to play. You've already figured out a lot of things. See what's in there. See where else you can move. See what else you can incorporate, maybe through the feet and the legs and the inner thighs. Maybe there's an awareness of being energetic and gentle and yet accessing the power, the prana and energy within. Take your time, but do 10 more repetitions, or 10 total. After you've completed your 10, rise up to stand, feet to hip distance apart. Be a participant in the energy. Be a participant in the prana. Last one here. Inhale, stretch your arms up. Exhale, forward bend. Lift your chest, lift your torso. Now step the left foot back. Let the left knee come to the ground. Now lift your arms up, coming toward a lunge on the knee, but high lunge through the torso. Breathing deeply. Here you'll feel a stretch through the waist, through the psoas, especially after the Agni Sara practice where you gathered all the strength in the core. Good. Now, you may use a block. Bring your right hand down, either to the leg, to the floor, or to the block, and then reach back with the left hand and catch hold of the foot. You can catch hold of the inside of the foot. I'm a fan of catching hold of the outside of the foot, because then you can turn the waist forward, the chest and heart forward, and it really gets into the psoas. Now feel what's happening here as you breathe. There's a power you create through the sun salutations. How are you going to use that power to create more inner equilibrium? Then, if you want to take it to another step, raise your right arm up. Here you're balanced, so make sure you're active at the pelvic floor and relax in your jaw, relax in your face. Beautiful. And then release your hand down. Step back to downward dog. Couple breaths here. Great. Now, bring the right knee to the floor and left foot lunges forward. And raise your arms up. Great. So here you're steady. You're steady on the left foot and you're steady in the right knee. So in some way you can recognize that you've gathered all this power in the body through the sun salutations, and yet you can be supported. So let your breath be deep through the torso. That's it. And then release the left hand down to the leg, to a block, to the floor, and reach back, catch hold of the right foot. You might use a strap, actually, to catch hold of the foot. Now, turn the torso forward, open through the heart and the chest. Breathe real deeply, sense what's going on in the right waist, the right psoas, the right hip flexor area. If you want, you can stretch the left arm up to the ceiling. Good. Again, that prana, that energy you created through these 8 different sun salutation variations, how do you manage it? What are you doing with it? And then release, step back to downward dog pose. Great. Inhale to a plank. And on an exhale, lower all the way down. Untuck your feet. Lift your chest in cobra. Take a couple of breaths here. Exhale, release. Go back through child's pose. Steady your body. You're beginning to reap the benefits of the practice. You're collecting the energy, collecting the prana, so taking it within your body, really owning it. Inhale, come up a little bit. Exhale to downward dog. Couple more breaths here. Then, inhale, look forward. Exhale, walk your feet to your hands. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold to the legs, release all to the back. Inhale, come all the way up to stand, stretch up. And hands come in front of your heart. I'm going to pause here. The sun salutation variations may be of standalone practice. If it is, you'll lie here in Shavasana. If it's not, you plug it into any other practice. I hope you enjoy. Namaste.